This is 7AD and it's time for our Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
That's the first time for the year.
It is. We're back. Yeah.
All right. So another big year of Power Savers. What do you want to start off with?
So this year, apart from the usual seasonal energy saving tips, we'll be giving you the inside scoop on how the Marinus Link is progressing, wind farm developments, and talking about a few of our upcoming exciting projects. Yeah, but given the weekend's weather events, I thought today we might talk about what we can do to make solar systems safe, or as safe as they can be, if exposed to flood water or water submersion.
Right.
You know, it probably won't affect that many people, but in saying that's a handy thing to know.
Yeah.
So in the unlikely event this could happen, there are a few things we can do to reduce the risk to ourselves and any SES workers who may be called out to our house if something's really going badly.
Mm.
Now, you have to remember, solar panels are their own source of energy. So if there is any daylight around, they'll be making some significant voltage and some current. And you can't actually turn solar panels off, so to speak, with the majority of solar systems. So if you ever thought your house was at risk of flood, and you would turn your inverter off at the switchboard, and that'll be at a circuit breaker, and that'll be typically marked solar main switch. So you turn that one off.
Right.
Ideally, and this only works with some inverters out there, not all, but then what you'd do is you'd turn off the DC isolator that's next to your inverter, you'd unplug the DC connectors under the inverter, and you'd plug them into each other, and then turn the DC isolator back on. Now, this puts the DC cables into what we call a dead short position. Now, I know that sounds bad, as we've sort of programmed to associate the words dead short with bad stuff like smoke and fire and negative outcomes.
Yeah.
But in the case of solar, the dead short capacity for a string is never much more than 10 amps, and everything in that string, in the cable and the switching, is rated to handle or contain at least twice that amount.
Okay.
So the important part of this is, while it's in a dead short position, this absolutely kills the string voltage. So there has less potential to push through the resistance of the insulation. So it just means there's no voltage. The MC4 plugs are waterproof, while inverters generally are not, which also helps as well. And that's about all you can do. Yes, you could go up on the roof and turn the DC isolator off, but if it's flooding, it means it's likely to be wet and windy, and to be honest, you're more likely to do yourself some damage on a roof in those conditions than a flooded inverter could ever do to you.
Yeah.
So stay off the roof. At the very least, just make sure you have the circuit breaker for the solar turned off and the switchboard as a minimum. So if you do have a solar system and it does get immersed, never ever turn it back on, Darren, until an electrician comes and looks at it and opens it up to see if the internals got wet.
Right.
Yeah, because it might give you a bit of a shock.
Yeah, water and electricity, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or likewise, if you're pretty sure your house is ever at risk of flood and you're not confident or able to put your solar system in a safe state, call DMS Energy and we'll send someone out to do it for you free of charge on the northwest coast and surrounding areas of Devonport.
G'day.
Yeah, you know, because you just want to make sure everyone's safe. And it literally takes, it'll take longer to drive there than it would to make it in a safe position.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets cool. You know, we always talk about our solar edge systems and the inverters. You know what we have to do with that one, Darren? All we have to do is turn the switch off underneath and the circuit breaker and the switchboard, and that's it.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yeah, it's safe as houses. The optimizers shut the solar panel's power off at the panel, so it removes it from at the source. And the safety aspects of the solar energy system or solar edge system, while we hope no one ever needs to use them, give me, you, and everyone else some added peace of mind over unforeseen things that can happen over the next quarter of a century or so we expect to see out of these products.
One switch to rule them all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to whack some stuff up on your Facebook page there?
That's right, yep. So we've got on our DMS Energy Facebook page, I've put a video up that I did during the 2016 floods, which is still relevant today, to show you what to do. So check that out. It just sort of runs you through it. I actually do it live so you can see what happens.
Nice.
Yep. As always, if you have any doubts, call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have regarding this or any other issue.
All right, and send through your questions for Power Savers via the DMS Energy Facebook page. So Adrian and the team are at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and on the Facebook and also at dmsenergy.net.au. Good stuff, mate. Good to have you back, and we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent job. Cheers, Darren.